So this is about fluidity and an arc, and interestingly, kind of mirrors a conversation I was having a little bit earlier. To orient you to time, I'm 46 years old. I'm Puerto Rican. We have a lot of fat under our skin, so I don't show it. So I thought I would just tell you that to get it started and oriented. And about 30 years ago, when I graduated high school, I joined the Army because I wasn't ready for college and couldn't stay with my family because they're atrocious. And so I joined the Army and kept accidentally having sex with women. And you couldn't do that, so I kept getting in trouble for it. And I was just being myself, really. So finished the Army, and my hair at that time, I was being kind of the same person that I am now, but I looked a little different. My hair at that time was very long, and then I got out of the Army and did, I think Stacy did. I did the Doc Martens and the tight jeans, although I'm in tight jeans again somehow, and the buzzed hair, and got shouted at, like, Rain, you bald dyke, and I did drive a motorcycle until I crashed it, but I got shouted at a lot because I looked pretty different, but still I was just really being myself. And then I just kept being myself over time and have found that the fluidity is really not me, but that I've seen the culture and the arc of society and culture change around me. To a place where it's okay for kids like Eli, and I have a little fourth grader too, who is fantastic. She goes to Friends; she's lovely, and she has, you know, friends who are different. She's not the only kid in her class that has a different kind of family. So, I think the fluidity for me is that I have been my same self-ish over time, and then when we talk about being misgendered. You know, I look the way I do, and I had cancer earlier this year, and so now I don't have breasts. And oddly, this body really suits me quite well, and I see people very confused by me sometimes. Mostly they land at confusion. Every now and then they land at hate. Abu Dhabi was unpleasant. That was a couple years ago. I still had boobs back then, but that was unpleasant. I won't do that again. But really, in general, the arc of it over time is towards this place. And I think that the arc is bending by people like us in this room having the courage to be ourselves and to allow the people around us to be themselves. And I think we'll get there. And yes, it's unfortunate what's happening with... Yes. Thank you, that's very well said. And it was unfortunate what was happening in 1989 when I joined the Army as well, and then we got to a better place, and I think that we still will. So that's my story.